In this gospel snippet, I want to say a few words on Mark chapter 7, verses 1 to 23. The Pharisees are confronting Christ, and they're confronting him because the disciples of Christ are breaking the Pharisaical rules. They're eating food with ceremonially unclean hands. Now, Jesus answers this very strongly. He tells them that they are breaking God's commandments by substituting their own. But he also says something very, very important indeed, vital in fact, about the whole nature of sin and the state of man. The Pharisees think it's external things. It's food and nurture and conformity. The clothes you wear, whether you wash your hands ceremonially, all that kind of thing, rites and ceremonies. No, that doesn't correct man. That doesn't put the plight of man to rights, says Christ. The trouble with man, says Christ, is not what goes into a man. It's not externals. It's what comes out of a man. You see, it's malice, pride, envy, arrogance, bitterness, all those kind of things. It's not just eating food with unclean hands, as you call it. But it's even more serious than that, says Christ. Even far more serious than that. The real trouble is not the symptoms, but it's the cause, the root of the trouble. It's like a GP, you know, a doctor. The physician has to look at the symptoms, but he's really after the root of the disease. If he just treats the symptoms, he is a criminal doctor. Christ goes to the root. And the root trouble is the heart of man. And what he is teaching, this is only a gospel snippet, this is a short address, in Mark chapter 7, verses 1 to 23, what Christ is saying is out of the heart of man that trouble comes. It's the heart that has to be put right. He's talking about original sin. He's talking about our iniquity, our pollution. And I say our, I'm my sin, because I'm a sinner. You're a sinner. We're all born sinners. And the heart has to be changed. Jeremiah 17, verse 9. The heart is desperately wicked, deceitful above all things. And we need a new heart. And Ezekiel 36 and John 3, Christ in the gospel. John 3, the prophet Ezekiel in chapter 36. The word of God shows us that the Holy Spirit takes away the dead heart and gives the sinner a new heart. You must be born again, says Christ. Now, why am I saying this to you? Well, I'm a preacher. Now, a physician must deal with the root of the disease. The preacher must get to the root. Today, many evangelicals are dealing with the symptoms. They're looking for conformity to religious practices, church attendance. They're dealing with financial problems, health problems, social problems. I'm not saying these are unimportant, but the vital issue is the sin of man, the dead heart, the blindness of man, and the fact that he's under the wrath of God. And what needs to happen is that the heart has to be changed. You must be born again, friend. You must be born again. You must be regenerated, leading to repentance of sin, leading to trust in the name and the person and the merit and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Until you come to the place where you can cry out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, and you cry out in that way, you will never be saved. It's no good just going to church or chapel, or learning the catechism, or even reading the Bible, or saying prayers, or going through any rite or ceremony. You must be born again. I hope this little gospel snippet, although you won't like it, naturally speaking, I hope it will open your eyes to your real condition. It's not just symptoms, it's the cause. And the cause is your sinful heart. You need a new heart, and only God's Spirit, by the power of Christ, can give it to you. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ now and be saved. Do not tinker with the outside. You need a radical root and branch change. You need to be born again.